Yeah, banger. Really awesome. Okay, this is really awesome. Auckland Writers Fest. We've been talking about it. It's happening this May. There's so much on to get amongst. And there's some really exciting new stuff this year, like Plot Twist, which is a new sort of arm of the festival aimed at rangatahi. And we're lucky enough to have a special guest in the studio, Morena Gabrielle Vincent.
Kia ora.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, of course.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. You must be fully in the swing of Writers' Fest prep. Is it a busy time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, deep Writers' Fest at the moment. Mm-hmm. Only a couple of weeks to go, which is super exciting.
Yeah.
It's such a fun, buzzy time.
Yeah,
pretty excited for it.
Awesome. There's so much squeezed into the space of 1 week this year. And you've kind of wearing lots of different hats, programming for Plot Twist, which we'll talk about in a second. But run us through a few of the things that you're up to at the moment preparing for the festival.
Yeah, so I am the Family and Schools programmer. So I program all the schools' events that happen over 3 days of the festival.
Cool.
And then on the weekend, we have Puka Puka Adventures and other family events. So I program that. And then this year I am producing and kind of co-programming Streetside and Plot Twist.
Mm.
Yeah.
So cool. I love how Writers' Fest always feels so intergenerational, and there's a lot about it that's aimed at, you know, engaging our rangatahi in books, because that's so important, particularly in this digital age that we're in.
Yes.
And it feels as though this year it's been a particular sort of focus. Can you run us through a little bit about what Plot Twist is and what sort of motivated the festival to make this a thing this year?
Yeah, sure. So I guess we have been explaining it as the younger sibling of the festival. It happens on the very last day of the fest, on Sunday the 17th of May, and we're doing a full Q Theatre takeover where we've got performances, talks, workshops, free zine making with Auckland Zine Fest, DJs, and even a book talk meetup group. And I guess we wanted to create this series of events that celebrates genres of writing that you may not traditionally see within the Aotea Centre program. So you'll see things such as romance, spoken word poetry, graphic novels, YA fiction, and so much more.
Awesome. And I love that sort of approach to the Writers' Fest, like bringing in DJs and having book talk meetups. Like, it's quite, it's not something you often see at a Writers' Fest. So it's cool to have sort of a different realm of things introduced in there.
Yeah, I think that's also kind of thanks to Q Theatre, to be honest, because that foyer really lends itself to being able to activate it. And so we wanted to create an environment where audiences can come in there and just hang out for the day, go see a talk, come out, make a zine, listen to some music, sets by Chef's Kiss, and just chill out, really.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm looking at this program here for Plot Twist, and there's a lot squeezed into the span of 1 day in Q Theatre. It's going to be a busy old time. I'm loving just the breadth of stuff that's covered here. There's like tarot card as an inspiration point for writing is one of the things.
Yes, so that's a workshop, and writer Claire Maybe, she often uses tarot cards when she's got writer's block, and so it's a workshop on how to use tarot when you're in that creative writer's block or you just need extra inspiration.
So cool. There's also Weird Girl Lit.
Yes.
Which is like all the rage at the moment.
It really is, yeah. So, three writers who are talking about the speculative or the surreal to kind of capture modern realities for women. Some great authors in that lineup as well.
And a spoken word round table, which I'm really intrigued to see how that works.
So that is led by Dominic Hoey.
Yeah, awesome.
And he used to run it at Goblin Bar.
Cool.
We've asked him to do it as part of the festival. So it's something that he leads, and it's with, a real stacked lineup of poets. You've got Amber Esso, Tusi Ataravia, Scottish poet Michael Peterson, Liam Jacobson, and Mr. Meaty Boy. And they'll each go around and share some of their work and chat about it and, yeah, it'll be a great time.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have to mention the 95BFM Question Time panel that's going to be happening with our very own Caster, our news director. That's going to be a really awesome chance to get a little bit political.
Yeah, absolutely. And he will be interviewing Max Harris, Gabriella Brain and Julie Ferry, and they're going to be tackling the latest news headlines. So we're pretty stoked to be working with BFM on that one.
Yeah. Oh, we're stoked as well. It's really cool. It feels as though there's sort of a lot covered here in terms of, you know, everything from romance books to, you know, politics to sort of creative aspects like the tarot one that we talked about and everything in between. I think it really speaks to the levels of engagement across the board and all these different things that our rangatahi have at the moment, and it's cool to be able to meet them where they're at and show them some new stuff as well.
Yeah That's cool. What we're definitely hoping for.
Yeah Awesome.
I feel like this really opens the Writers Fest as well to like anyone who has any sort of taste, you know?
That is definitely what we're hoping for as well. And we're also trying to make it as accessible as possible with how we're doing the foyer, but also with ticket pricing. We've lowered the ticket prices, so you can see a session from $10.
Cool. Mm. Yeah, so people can come in for specific parts of the day, and can they get a pass for the entire day for Plot Twist as well?
No, it's ticketed per session, right, cool. But you can also just like hang out in the foyer and make your zines and chat to your friends.
Oh my god, who doesn't love to make a zine?
Yeah,
I love a zine.
I know,
I'm such a zine nerd.
You made a zine last year, was it?
I make zines all the time, babe. That's but awesome. Yeah, I did make a little New Zealand Music Month zine.
Oh,
I love that. Yeah, I'm a big zine girl. But yes, Plot Twist, so exciting. There's also a lot of other exciting stuff you mentioned that you're in the works with. Let's talk about Street Side a little bit.
Yeah.
This is an exciting co-pupper.
Yes, so Street Side has been running for a wee while now, and it happens on the Friday the 8th of May, so right at the beginning of the festival. It happens down at Britomart, and it's a lit crawl style event.
Mm-hmm.
So we take over and do different events in a whole bunch of shops and bars in Britomart, and they're all bite-sized events.
Cool.
So you might see a talk that runs for just 15 minutes and then there's a break and then you can go to another venue or stay in the venue you're in, and it runs from 6 till 9 p.m.
Awesome. That sounds like a really fun one to do in a group of mates.
Yeah, and it's all free, so you don't really need to plan either. You can just rock up and just see what you want to go to or what venue you want to check out. And we've got some really exciting artists involved in that as well, such as Angela Dravid, Liv Parker, Kiani Matata Sipu, Samuel Tikani, Morgana O'Reilly, so many more.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wicked.
It feels as though the Writers' Fest has done an incredible job this year with the programming of a little bit of something for everyone and meeting people where they're at. You know, if you want to plan way ahead and go to all the specific talks and panels that you want to go to at the Aotea Centre, that's awesome. But if you want to just rock up and see something, that's also totally a possibility, and there's free stuff on all the time. It's definitely worth heading over to the Writers Fest website, I reckon, to see what's on offer.
Yeah, definitely.
Anything, you know, it could be from Plot Twist, could be from Street Side, could be from the whole festival that you're sort of like selfishly really, really excited for?
Yeah, I guess with my children's programming hat on, I'm pretty excited about Dave Pilkey, who's coming.
Awesome.
Who's author of Dog Man and Captain Underpants.
Oh my god. That's legendary.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Captain Underpants.
Big deal.
What a defining sort of novel for so many young kids.
Should we go together? Because I actually,
Captain Underpants.
I don't think I'm out of my Captain Underpants.
I don't think anyone
it's a part
can
of me
be.
Forever.
It's with you, eh? But
it stays with you.
It's so special having him because he's going to be in the Kiritikanawa Theatre, which seats over 2,000 people.
Mm.
So, and that's happening on the Sunday of the festival, and it's just a really fascinating time because you've got all these adult audiences, and then suddenly the kids just descend on Kiritikanawa Theatre, and it's just awesome, and it's just a completely different vibe and buzz.
Love to see the Tama Freakies take over,
right?
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, so cool. Hey, thank you so much, Gab, for coming up for a kōrero. So cool to learn a little bit more about your mahi and some of the exciting stuff on the horizon. Everyone, of course, head to writersfestival.co.nz and check out all of the amazing stuff happening this year as part of the Auckland Writers Festival. There's so much to see. It'll be near impossible to see it all, but you should definitely get out there and see something. Yeah.
Thank you,
hey,
Gab.
Thanks so much, Gab. Have an awesome rest of your day, and good luck with the rest of your prep for
thanks
the festival.
So much.